The book of Isaiah and the chapter 50 I want to leave with you as we sit around this table of our Saviour together to remember his death. I want to leave with you the verse 6. I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. This latter part of the book of Isaiah has a number of songs with very many stanzas. The songs, we call them the servant songs, the songs of the servant of Jehovah. And in these songs, the Lord Jesus Christ, very often, who is the righteous servant of Jehovah, who in flesh for us died for our sins. And he is speaking in very many of them. And in the text before us, that is what he is doing now. I give my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I want you to notice the verb give. I give. You know, we know that the word give is a very important word in the gospel. It is a gospel word. We have salvation because God gave. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We can't be saved without this giving of God. And our Lord Jesus Christ gave. We are reminded of that at this supper, of course. We couldn't possibly think of this table without that verb always being prominent in our minds. You will remember how the apostles describe the ordinance. They say that the night that he was betrayed, that he took bread, he gave thanks. He took the bread and he gave. He gave it unto them. It was the Lord that gave it. This is my body. I give it unto you. And he did the same with the cup. He gave them the cup. This is my blood which is shed for you. And he even used that word give to describe his sacrifice. This is my body which I give for you. He said that quite often. You remember whenever he was speaking to the Jews about the bread of heaven, about the manna, about Moses, it wasn't Moses gave them the bread, it was God that gave them the bread. And he says, I give to you the bread of life. I give my flesh, the flesh that I give for the life of the world. I give my humanity. I give my body. I give myself. And the apostle is always using this verb to describe the sacrifice of Christ. The Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. Christ gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity. And in other verses, the same verb is used. And that's what the Lord is saying here. I give my body. But you'll notice that he doesn't just say, I give my body, this is my body which I give for you. He breaks the body down into its parts. And he says, I give my back. And then he says, and my cheeks. The cheeks are the prominent part of the face. So he's breaking his body into two parts. He's breaking his body into the backward part, the most prominent part of the back part, the back of his frame. Give my back. And then he says of his face, the most prominent part of his face, my cheeks, I give my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face. I didn't hold back my face. I didn't conceal my face. I didn't keep it, that delicate, precious face of mine. I didn't keep it from the suffering. I gave that to the delicate cheeks, I even give that. And they plucked off the hairs of his beard. So the Lord is telling us in these two parts, and we know that he did give his back to the smiters. The scourging was an awful part of the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, it is nearly enough to kill a man. And a terrible scourging was given because a crucifixion is long, and a terrible scourging would shorten death, would shorten the duration on the cross. And so he was heavily scourged. He gave his back to that. And then that back was given to bear the cross as well, wasn't it? He bore his cross for part of the journey on the top part of his back. And then he gave his back to the roughness of the cross as they nailed him to the tree. So his back parts. And then his face as well. Yes, they plucked out his hair, but they also smote him on the face. They also spat upon his face. They covered his face. And they tortured him and questioned him, who is it that smote thee? And they put above his face the crown of thorns, the blood flowing down and mingling with the spit and the sweat upon his face. So he did that for us. But we could go on and on into other parts of the body. He gave his hands. The hands that he gave to heal and to help. But that in itself not enough to save us. The hands that must be nailed to the tree. The hands that must suffer. He gave his hands to the suffering. He gave his feet to the suffering as well. His eyes, he gave his eyes to the suffering. He didn't close his eyes. He wasn't blindfolded on the cross. He saw all the terrible sights. He gave his ears to the terrible sounds, to the blasphemies of the people, to the wild beasts that compassed him about, to the strong bulls of Bashan, the chief priests and the high priests who blasphemed him. He gave his ears to all of this. And we could go on. He suffered in every member of his body because he was naked on the cross. There was no holding back any part in his suffering for us, because the shame of our sin is so great. It requireth the suffering of Jesus Christ in every part of his humanity, not just in the front and in the back, but in every member, every part. So that every member of his mystical body might be redeemed. And no part of his mystical body, not one part of his mystical body unredeemed, because every part of his true humanity, he suffered in every part. But these two parts he brings out because they particularly describe our sin. Because our sin is in our back and in our face. We turned our face from God. We turned our face away from God. We turned our face to sin, to uncleanness, to choose Satan and to choose Satan's ways. We turned our face from God to those things. And turning our face from God, we give to him our back. We turned our back on God. We were such great sinners. We should remember our sins. We should remember our rebellion. We should remember what our face delighted in and what our face turned to, and the great offense that we give to God in resisting him, in keeping our back to him for a long time, even when he called us and appealed to us in the gospel. We resisted and continued to give him our back and continued to turn our face from him. But it was the face of our Saviour that redeemed us, and the back of our Lord that bought us and has turned us around. So we remember him tonight. We remember him for his submission to all of this. Because he's talking about submission. I give my back. I wasn't rebellious. I didn't turn away from it. I didn't walk. Come down from the cross, Jesus, if you're the Son of God. He didn't rebel. He didn't come down. He continued to give his back to the cross and his face to the shame for us to the end. And blessed be his name. And ever may he have the glory among us. And may he give us the grace to keep our face toward him, looking on to Jesus, keeping our face heavenward. Help us, Lord, not to turn our face again from thee. Help us to keep looking on to Jesus. Keep saying, let the light of thy countenance shine upon us. Let your light shine on my face. Keep your face toward Christ. Keep your face looking on to the Lord. Keep looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of true faith. And keep giving Satan your back. Turn your back on sin. Turn your back on iniquity. Turn your back on the world. Turn your back on all that is contrary to God. Forgetting the things behind you. Not being like Lot's wife. Turning around. But no, keep your back to the world. And keep pressing onward. Onto the finish line. Looking on to Jesus. So give him your face and give Satan your back and sin your back. And may God help us always to do this. And may the grace of this table that we partake of tonight strengthen us to that end, so that we leave it with our faces like a flint, looking on to the heavenly Jerusalem. Let us pray. Lord, we ask thy blessing on the word, and thy blessing on this flock, and thy wonderful and marvelous presence as we eat the supper tonight, for Jesus' sake. Amen.